Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're holding here in Nedarim Daf Chav Dalet. The first I want to be mashlem from yesterday, the concept of Akiras Hatnai. So the Gemara told us that a person can make a Mesiris Medar at the beginning of the year, and that's going to work, that all his Nedarim will not be Chal, ubilvad sheyeh zocher b'shas haneder. That it's important, the only way that the Mesiris Medar works is only, according to the Havamina, that if b'shas the neder, that he remembers that he made the t'nai. So the Gemara asks, izocher, if he remembers the t'nai, akre l'tnoi v'kayem le'le nidre. Then, in fact, he's being mevatel the t'nai by means of the fact that he takes the neder even though he knows that he made the t'nai, and he's, in fact, being mekayem the neder. So in that case, the Mesiris Medar is not going to work. Amar Abaye, t'ni ubevad shelo yehe zocher b'shas haneder. So that's why Abaye, so he changes the girsa, and he says that really the correct girsa is that it's that the only way that the Mesiris Medar works is only if he does not remember the t'nai. However, if he remembers the t'nai, says Abaye, that because at the time that he took the neder, he was aware of the fact that he made the t'nai, so in that case, the neder is chal, and he was oiker the t'nai. Now, there is a machlekes yishanim, if Rava argues on Abaye, that the Tosis brings from the Das Hari, that the Rava argues on Abaye, we'll get to that shortly, Bezat Hashem. But according to Rav Yishanim, the Das of Abaye is agreed upon, the Rava does not argue on Abaye, and therefore that is the halacha, that ba'ifin, that a person takes a neder with the understanding that he made the t'nai, so in that case, the t'nai does not work, and the neder is in fact chal, which is called akiras hatnai. So the Ran on Omer Aleph, so he asks a question, how is this different than the first case, that the Havamina of the Gemara, that hayam sarev v'chaver shi'ochol atzlai, that the Gemara says in the Havamina, that if a person is mesarev b'chaver sheyochol atzlai, so and he wants to take a neder without the neder being chal, so what should he do? So he should say that the neder I'm going to take is not going to be chal, and afterwards he'll take his neder immediately, and in that case, so the neder will in fact not be chal. So the Gemara says that it's not practical because his friend is going to hear the fact that he's making the mesarev midah, so he's going to understand that the neder has no mashmais. But if it wouldn't have been for the practical problem, the Gemara had no issue with the fact that a person is making a Mesiris Medar immediately before the Neder, in which case, even though he is aware of the fact that he made the Mesiris Medar at the time that he made the Neder, nevertheless, the Neder is in fact not going to be Chal. So the Ran offers two different answers why, in the case of Mesarev B'Chaver Sheyochol Atzlai, we say that the Neder is not Chal, whereas over here, we say that if he remembers, so Akre L'Tnai V'Kayim L'Le Nedre. The first answer of the Ran is that over there, it's completely obvious that he doesn't have Kavana to be Oker Sinai, that from the fact that he said the two things, one after the other, so it's a Hechra Gomer that over there he does not have Kavana to be Oker Sinai. Whereas, by us, that because there's no Hechra to say that he's being Neider Adas Tanai, so the Stam of the Milsa is that we say that he's being Oker Tanai. The second answer of the Ran is that what does the Gemara mean when it says that he's Oker Tanai? That how does the Gemara know that a person has Kavanah to be Oker Tanai? Says the Ran, because if you don't have Kavanah to be Oker Tanai, then why are you taking a neder? When a person says the words of a neder, so Mistoma, he means that the neder should be Chal, and if he remembered the fact that he made a Tanai, so he knows that his neder is not going to have validity, it's not going to have a Chalois. If it's not going to have a Chalois, so why is he saying it? It must be that he has in mind to be Mevatel the Tanai. However, in the case of Nidrei Zruzin, in the case of Mesarev B'Chaver Sheyochol Atzlai, so we know that there's no kash on him. Why are you saying the words of a neder if you know it's not going to be chal? You know why he's saying the neder? Because he knows it's going to accomplish the toelos of a zirus. Because of a neder, we understand why he would want to say a neder, even though the neder is not going to be chal, so there's no reason to say that he's oikir the tnai. Whereas over here, because there's a kash of why is he being neder, that is the hechruch to tell us that he's being Oiker Tanai. Those are the two answers of the Ran, that generally speaking, unless you have a Hechrich, that or if you have a Zirus, then we always are going to say that a person who is taking a Neder has Kavanah to be Oiker Tanai. Now the Ran, at the end of the same Debra Maschel, so he brings that the Rashba had a different approach to answer this question. The Rashba said that the truth is that just like we said by Mesarev B'Chaver Sheyochol Atzlai, that a person does not have kavana to be oiker the tanai, so too ba'alma, so too by every other case, we don't say that a person has kavana to be oiker the tanai. However, that if a person would have kavanah to be oker the tanai, so then it would work. So what's the nafkamina? That if the person tells us that he had kavanah to be oker the tanai, then avada is oker the tanai. But what if a person says that he had kavanah not to be oker the tanai? That a person says, I was really being neder al das the tanai, I had in mind that the neder should not be chal. So the Ran will ask this person a question. Said, why in the world are you making neder? You know that the neder is not going to be chal. So the person doesn't have an answer. He says, I know, that's what I wanted. So in that case, says the Rashba, so it depends. If this person is a Talmid Chacham, that we can trust him, so then when he says that he had in mind not for there to be a chalais neder, so we believe him. It doesn't bother us that we don't understand what he was trying to do. He certainly had hecher and yonim, and in fact, the neder is not chal. Whereas, according to the Ran, that as long as he said that he knew the fact that he remembered the fact that he made a tnai, so by definition, he's being oiker the tnai. According to the Rashba, the only reason why the Gemara says that a person is being oiker the tnai is only by an Am Haaretz. By an Am Haaretz, that when he tells us that I had in mind aldas the tnai, that I really remembered that I made a tnai, and I had in mind that the neder should not be chal. So because we have this question on him, like the Ran says, that why are you making a neder? So, and he's an Am Haaretz, so he doesn't really understand things so good. So that's why we say that he's probably mixed up. He probably doesn't understand what he's saying, and he probably had in mind to be oker to tnai, even though he tells us that he didn't have in mind to be oker to tnai. However, by a Talmid Chacham, there is going to be a machlokes between the Ran and the Rashba, that the Rashba says, we trust him, that if he had in mind aldas the tnai, so the neder is not chal. Whereas according to the Ran, that unless you have that the two things are smuchim zelazeh or nidre zuzin, so by definition, according to the Ran, so a person makes a tnai aldas the makes a neder aldas the tnai, that is an akiras hatnai. And we have to understand what is the machlokes between the Ran and the Rashba. Why does the Rashba trust this person and he lets this person be neder aldas the tnai, even though he remembers the tanai, whereas the Ran says that no, if a person made a neder adas tanai, then that is an akiras tanai. So bipshutai, the Ran is going lishitosai, that we learned that the Ran says in Daf Ayin Hei Mabez that the yisoid of Mesiris Meida is that it turns the neder into a neder betois. Or in other words, that the yisoid of the reason why the neder is not chal is because there was something missing from the person's awareness at the time that he made the neder, and that is the lack of awareness of the fact that he made the tnai. That is the only reason, according to the Ran, why Mesiris Meida works. Meaning that the Mesiris Meida isn't any magical potion, but rather it's just a hechitimtza of turning the neder into a neder betois. So if that's the case, then if a person says that in fact he was aware of the fact that he made the Meida at the time that he made the neder, so even if he says that I had in mind that the neder shouldn't be chal, I really remembered the Mesiris Meida and I wanted the neder not to be chal, just like he said in the Mesiris Meida, says the Ran, that's not going to help us. Because the only reason why the Mesiris Meida works is only because it turns the neder into a neder betois. If there's no reason to say that there was a tois over here, because you were saying the neder from complete awareness of the fact that you made the tanai, then there's no way to be mevatel the neder. You didn't have in mind that it should be chal the neder? Tough luck. That's called dvarim shebelev. Just like everybody else that makes a neder and says, I didn't have in mind, so we don't care that he doesn't have in mind. That's called dvarim shebelev. So too over here, because the Mesiris Meida can't help to turn the neder into a neder betois, the fact that he had in mind that there shouldn't be a chalais neder is completely irrelevant. So now the Rashba. The Rashba, he argues on the Ran, and he says that if you're a Talmid Chacham, that we believe what you say, and you say that you took the neder al das the Meida, so that works, and the neder is not chal. So why does the Rashba disagree with the Ran? So it would seem that the Rashba is disagreeing in the lumdus of Mesiris Meida. Dahainu, that the Mesiris Meida works because of the Meida. And if that's the case, unless you have kavana to be oiker the Meida, then the Maida is in fact Chal, and the Tanai itself is going to be Oiker, the Neder. This will stim with the Mahalach that we saw before from the Chazon Ish and the Yadus Nedarim, that the Yisoid of the Mesiris Meida is Midin, Asi Diver, or Mavato Diver. If that's the case, then as long as the Mesiris Meida is in fact still around, so then it has the Koyach to be Mavato, the Neder. The reason why the Mesiris Meida works is not just because it turns the Neder into a Neder Batois, that and therefore, even though the neder is really not betois, because I was aware of the fact that I made the Maida, nevertheless, that we are able to be mevatel the neder, not because of tois, but rather because of osi dibur or mevatel dibur. Now, we saw before that the Rashba also says these words of the Ran, of Neder Batois, and this is really a big makom to say that there's really two ways to understand what the Ran means when he says Tois, that it could be that he means Kipshutai, that it turns the Neder into a Neder Batois, like a regular Tois, regular Mekach Tois, or we could see that the Rashba means the new and improved Pshat in the Ran, which we saw from Reb Shlomo Zalman and Shemesh Kop, that it means Hataras Nedarim, but in which case it's not the Pshat is turning the Neder Kipshutai into a Neder Batois, but rather there's an Amira of the Mesiris Meda, which is Achirim Moichlai, it's just that he can do it himself, and therefore the Mesiris Meda is in fact, it's the words of the Mesiris Meda which are being Oiker, the Neder, and that's why even though there is no lack of awareness, nevertheless the Mesiris Meda in fact works. Now the Chochma Sodom in Simen Tzadik Dalid brings the Asafik B'Shem the Maharit, that what does the Gemara mean when it says the Akrei Letznai? That doesn't mean that, in fact, that you're completely oikir the Mesiris Meda, that it's as if you didn't make any Mesiris Meda at all, or does it just mean in this local, in this specific neder, that you were oikir the Meda, legabe this particular neder? What's the nafkamina? That if tomorrow I'm gonna make another neder, so do I have to make another Mesiris Meda? Or can I still be samech on the fact that I made the Mesiris Meda, because tomorrow I'm going to forget? That is the suffix of the Maharit. So now that it's clear that this concept of being oikir the Maida only makes sense according to the Rashba. Because the Rashba, he was the one who said that the Mesiris Meida is a dibur which is being oikir the neder, and therefore unless you have a positive akira of the Maida, so that the Maida is still going to work. And that's why he says that ba'ifin, that a person takes a neder, aldas the Maida, even though he was zachar as a Maida, nevertheless the Maida is going to be oikir the neder. So according to the Rashba, because there's a concept of Akira Smaida, so then according to the Rashba, we can understand the suffix of the Maharit, that what is the gether of the Nakira is the gether of only of the Mikta Smaida, of the Gabi, this particular Neder, or is it of the person being Oikir the Maida in Gansen. However, according to the Ran, that the whole Yisoid of the Maida, that it wasn't a mirror which is being Mechal Achalais. The whole concept of the Maida is only a Hechitimtza, that to turn the Neder into a Neder Batais, to make the Neder into a Neder that I didn't have proper awareness. So according to the Ran, it's Poshut, that there's no Makom to say that I'm being Oiker the Maida in Gansin, but rather it's Poshut, according to the Ran, that I only meant to be Oiker the Maida Legabe this particular Neder. Legabe this, the actual suffix of the Maharit, so I saw brought down from B'Shem the Taisus Harash, that it was in the Furish and Taisus Harash, that it's only a specific Akira Lagabi, this Neder, but Lagabi, future Neders, I wasn't Akira it. I wasn't able to find the Taisus Harash, but I did find in the Nidre Zruzin, so he says the opposite. He has an interesting question, that why does the Gemara say, Yamid Barash Hashanah? Well, it's mashma in the Gemara, that a person has to make this Tnai a new time every single year, which is like our custom. Shrek the Nidre Zruzin, so why should a person have to bother every year? Says the Nidre Zruzin, because we're scared that during the course of the year that a person might remember the Tanai at the time of the Neder, and if in fact he made a Neder with the awareness of the Tanai, so he was Oiker the Tanai, like it says in our Gemara, and therefore it says the Nidre Zruzin, then if he was Oiker the Tanai, so his Tanai is not going to help him anymore. If the Tanai is not going to help him anymore, then for tomorrow he has to make a new Tanai, and that's why the Gemara says as an Eitzah Tova, that a person every once in a while should make a new Mesiris Meida. The Rishonim Nilmaise, so they say that it's lav davka nokat, that it stam says barash hashana. And according to them, we have to understand the MS, why it's not enough to make one Mesiris Meida one time per life, that once a person, when it becomes a bar mitzvah, should make a Mesiris Meida, and that'll help him for the rest of his life. But al kapanim, that is the suffix of the Maharit, that what does it mean? Akira satnai, does it mean Akira and Gansin, or does it only mean legabe this particular neder? And we said that this will be totally in the Machlekes, the Ran and the Rashba, that according to the Ran, that the reason why the Mesiris Meida doesn't work is because there's no lack of awareness, or there's no tois. So according to that, it's poshut that there's no such thing as being Mevato the Meida in Gansin. Whereas according to the Rashba, that it's really the Mesiris Meida, which is an Amira, which is Mevato the Neder, because it's the Amira being Mevato the Neder, so until you are Oikir, the Mesiris Meida, by Kavana to be Neder, even though I made the Mesiris Meida, that unless you make such an Amira, such a Kavana, dahainu, if you have in mind that I'm being Neder Adasa tonight, that I don't have in mind to be oiker the Maida. In that case, I wasn't oiker the Maida, and the Maida will, in fact, if I'm a Tamil Chacham, will, and we believe what I'm saying, will in fact be mevatel this neder. So according to the Rashba, and only according to the Rashba, there's makom to clear the suffix of the Maharid. What does it mean, the Akiva Satanai? Does it just mean legabi this neder, or does it mean in Gansen? Now for Ardaf, so the Gemara brings two braises, that there's two ways that a person can matter as nidroi shaloi al pi chacham. The first case is called zehu kvoidi, and the second case is called ki'ilu hiskabalti. That what does it mean, zehu kvoidi? So the Gemara says that if I take a neder that I aser hana until I give you something, so the person can say that you wanted to give me something because you wanted to be mechabed me, but the emes is that my kavod is that you shouldn't give me. That's the first case. The second case is that I'm asering myself hana until you give me. And in that case, says the Gemara, so the person can say ki'ilu hiskabalti. So there's a difference between the two braises, and that is that in the second case of ki'ilu hiskabalti, so the Gemara brings that there's a machlokes between Reb Meir and Chachamim, whereas in the case of Zeu Kvoidi, there is no chilek, that it's mashma, that it's really a din muskum. So the Rashba says, the Rashba wants to know, what is the difference between Zehu Kvoidi and Ki'ilu Hiskabalti? So first of all, he says that in the Yushalmi, the Emes says that there is no difference, that Remeir, just like he argues in Ki'ilu Hiskabalti, so too he also argues in Zehu Kvoidi. So according to the Rashba, the Emes is that the two halachos are the same. However, he gives two other options, how we could be mechalik between these two cases. It's not so clear that there's really a difference between the two things. First of all, he says that in the case of Zehu Kvoidi, so that is the ikur kiyum haneder. That the ikur tnai, the ikur kavana of a person, when a person says, until I give you something, his kavana really was to be mechabit. And when the person says Zehu Kvoidi, so that he's going, that he's really being mikayim the tnai, lechatchilo. Whereas in the case of Kilo Hiskabalti, so the person that made the neder, he's the one who said that I want you to give me. So at that point, he certainly didn't have in mind that he's going to say Ki'ilu Hiskabalti. He certainly had in mind that he's going to actually get the money. Afterwards, he changed his mind and he said Ki'ilu Hiskabalti. And because that's a bidyeved tanai, a bidyeved kiyum tanai, because at the time that he made the tanai, he had in mind dafka for the money and not for the ki'ilu, the money. And afterwards, he changed his mind, so that's only a kiyum bidyeved. And because it's a kiyum bidyeved, that's why the mayor is argues. The Rashba brings that the Tosis says a different mahalach, and it's Mavora and the Rashba that he understood that the Tosis is not saying the same thing as him, but the words that he brings are that in one case it's the regilus, and in the other case it's not the regilus. Dahinu, that it's a normal thing for a person to say that Zehu Kvoidi, that it's better for me not to take from you, whereas for a person to change his mind and say Ki'ilu Hiskabalti, that's not so normal. So what does Tosis mean? That we never found that there's a difference that with regards to regilus or not regilus, that a person can only be mekayim etnai with a davar rogel. The only time that we find the difference between regilus and not regilus is only if we should ever say that something is batla daitai, or that we should say the person is not neman to say something. But to say that something is considered the kiyum etnai or not, it shouldn't make a difference if it's called regilus. And therefore, lefur miyata, the Taisus also means like the Rashba. And what he means to say is that because it's the regilus to say zeu kvoidi, so it's misdaber that that's the ikur kavanas Hanoider, that when he said that I want to give you, because it's a regilos that people sometimes say, that Zehu Kvoidi, so the Iker Kavanas Hanoider was that I'm only doing this al atzad that he really wants to take, but al atzad he doesn't want to take, so I really have in mind that he shouldn't take. So that is the two mahalchim that are really achas, that the Rashba says that the reason why, by not like the Rishami, that Remeir only argues on Kilu Hiskabalti and not by Zehu Kvoidi, because Zehu Kvoidi is the Iker Kiyum Atnai, whereas the Ki'ilu Hiskabalti is only a bidyeved kiyum hatnai. In the Rosh, so if you look at the Rosh on the side of the page, so he seems to say a different mahalach. So he says that afa pi shekol pesach charata oikar haneder meikari afa pi kein tzarech shayla hai pischa muchachas tfei. That over here it's muchachas tfei, and therefore it's mutar me'elav because of a pesach de muchach tfei. Dahainu, that the Rosh says that the reason why the person can be matter the neder is because it's pashut a neder betois. What does it mean a neder betois? That the person, when he said that I'm taking a neder unless you take, so he only had in mind to make another because he thought that the person really wanted to take. If he would have known that the person doesn't really want to take, he wouldn't have made the neder. That's a classical neder betois. And that, says the Rashba, is why the neder is not chal, because there's a neder betois. Now, if you think about it, there's a very big difference between the mahalach of the Rosh and the mahalach of the Rashba. The Rosh is saying that the neder is batal because it's a neder betois. Whereas the Rashba is saying it's not a neder betois, but rather the when he says zeu kvaidi, that is the kiyum hatnai. What's the nafkamina? So I saw a pashut nafkamina in the Sefer Ayelas HaShachar that he says that nafkamina, if he's over the neder before he says zeu kvaidi. That what's going to be if he's over the divrei neder before he says zeu kvaidi. That if the pshat is that it's a neder betois, then lechatchila nothing was chal. So according to the Rosh, there's no problem. Even if it was over the neder, there was never a neder. Whereas according to the Rashba, the amira of zehu kvaidi, that is in fact a kiyum hatnai. So therefore, until he says zehu kvaidi, so in fact the neder is still chal, and therefore he's over the neder b'kai gavna. As I was open to Ayelas HaShachar, I saw another chashuv nekuda in pshat in this braisa, and that is that the Gemara really, when it brought in this braisa, it was really handling the sugya of nidrei zuzin. And wanted to know that why is it that we have to command to the Amira of Zeu Kvaidi, why isn't it enough to be Mevatel the Neder, the fact that it's only a Nidrei Zeruzin? So to which the Gemara says that over here is Shaya Chasvara of Lav Kalba Ana, that I'm not like a dog that only takes and doesn't give, and therefore it's important for me to give. Now, Frech the Yalas HaShachar, what does this mean? That Lav Kalba Ana, it means that my Matara of making the Neder was that it's important for me to give. That my Iker Kavana was that not that you should get, but rather that I should give. Whereas, that what does the Braisa say clearly? It says that the matara of the neder was zeu kvaidi, that I want to be mechabed you, I want you to get, and therefore, that if really it's better for you not to give, then that's okay with me, by me. I just wanted you to get, if you don't want to get, so that's exactly what I wanted. L'chura, these two things are tarti desasri. That was my ikra kavana when I made the neder, because I want to give, irrelevant of your getting, or was my ikra kavana that you're going to get, irrelevant of my giving. That it's impossible to say that I don't want to be a caliph, I don't want to take. That, and every time I want to give back to you, so you say, no, I'd rather not. So if you say I'd rather not, then I'm still a caliph. So then how does these two things stem? L'chora, it's completely opposite. Zeu Kvaidi says that my matara is for you, and Lav Kalbana says that my matara is for me. So Rav Aaron Leib answers a very good teretz, that when the Gemara says Lav Kalbana, what does it mean? It doesn't mean that we know for sure that Anan Sahadi, that the person has Kavana to not only be a taker, to also be a giver. Rather, the Gemara says that it's not Dvar Mochichim, that the person has Kavana to do as reason, to make a Nidrei Zeruzin. But it's not the pshat that we know for sure that he wants to make that he wants to say that Lav Kalbana. Whereas, when the Gemara says Zeu Kvaidi, what does that mean? What it means is that he's neman to say that his kavana was Mishum Kvaid Chaveru. Dainu, that mitzad the etzim words of the neder, so we don't know what the kavana was. It could be that the kavana was for the nice thing, it could be the kavana was for the makaba. So therefore, when the question is there a Nidrei Zuzin here? So the answer is no, because the only time that we say that there's a Nidrei Zuzin is only when Anan Sadi that it's a Nidrei Zuzin. Whereas over here, because there's a Tzad that he has Kavana not to be a Caliph, therefore it's not a Nidrei Zuzin. Whereas when the question is that can a person be Mefarish that he wanted to say that it's for the Tzad of the Naisen, even though according to that Tzad, it really has the Mashmais of a Zirus, nevertheless, the cloud by Nedarim is the Perushan HaHokel, the person has the right to define, to be mefarish what he meant in his neder, and therefore, even though ayidei the fact that he's making this perish, he's in fact saying that it was a zruzin, nevertheless, there's no heter of nidrei zruzin, because there was no anan sahadi that was a nidrei zruzin. Bekitzer, there was a stira between the mashmais of lav kalbana, that saying that it's for me, and zeu kvaidi, which is saying it's for you, and the teretz is that really it's for you. What's the Gemara mean when it says for me? All it means is that there's no anansadi mitoch the etzem matziv. Until I say so, we assume that it might be for me, but aliba de emes, after I said zeu kvaidi, that's really a stira to saying that it's really for me. Okay, now we have the sugya of ki'ilu hiskabalti, that the Gemara tells us from the Mishnah that if I make a neder, that I'm not allowed to be nana from you until you give me something. So I'm allowed to say that the emes is, you don't have to give it to me, but rather, ki'ilu hiskabati. We're speaking about a present of a certain amount of food. Now, when do we say ki'ilu hiskabati? So the Ran brings a machlekes between himself and the Rashba. And so there's a lot of shitas of when we say ki'ilu hiskabati. So let's take it slowly. I want to start with the last shita that he brings, the ikaman de padik. So he says that you can always say ki'ilu hiskabati as long as the tnai was lahashlim ritzoinoi shahaya roitze. That whenever I make a tnai, that the purpose of the tnai is because I want to get something out of it, that I have some desire, some ratzon, so then I can always say ki'ilu hiskabati, that to say that the emes is that right now, that's not what I don't care so much. So the achshav kevin she'enu choyesher shimelechim lav, kvar nishlam ritzoinoi, that ki'ilu hiskabati is a cloud whenever I'm interested in being mashlim ritzoinoi. So I can say that right now, I don't care so much. Rav Chanan, in the beginning of Bava Basra, in the very first tikkun in Bava Basra, so he speaks about this concept, he brings in our Ran, and he calls this idea of the Ran a tnai and the tnai. Or in other words, that he brings in the sugyo of Ksubis Dafai and Gimo, that it speaks over there of that a person marries a woman, kidsha bitnai, v'konsos tam. That a person makes a kiddushin, a manas, that his wife doesn't have nedarim, and then when he does b'shas nisuin, so he doesn't mention that tnai of amanash ein alad nedarim, and there's a shakel v'tayir in the Gemara, why is it that ayidei the konsos stam, that we say that the tnai is batal. So the Ran understands that the reason why the tnai is batal is because when he does a nisuin without a tnai, so that's called mechilas hatnai. And therefore, there's a whole raid in the Rishonim, when can a person be meichel the tnai? So the Ran over there, that he says, the same thing as he says by us, that whenever a person makes a tnai, in order lahashlim ritzoinai, so that it's as if he's saying that if later on, I'm still interested in keeping my tnai, on that side, I have in mind at the beginning to make the tnai. But on the side, later on, I'm going to change my mind. So I never had kavanah to make a tnai. So that's why Rav Chanan calls this a tnai and the tnai. That is the Shita Saran, that the yisoid of Ki'ilu Hiskabalti is a tnai and the tnai, that whenever I make a tnai, lehashlim ritzoini, so bikai gavna, so it's totally in my das later, that later in life, I can say that l'maisa, I didn't care so much, I don't care so much right now, and therefore, even though later, I made it tonight, but it's irrelevant. So because of this idea, so the Ran says that it doesn't matter what the nusach of the tonight was, what the toichen of the tonight was, that whether my lahashli mitzoni was that you should do something, that you should give me something, or that you shouldn't do something, you shouldn't give me something, whatever it was, any time that the purpose of the tonight is lahashli mitzoni, so a person has the right to go back on the tanai, because now my ratzon changed. That is the first opinion. That's the ikaman de palig that the Ran brings down. Now let's move on to the Shitas HaRashba that the Ran brings down. And the Shitas HaRashba is, in fact, a little bit complicated. Why? Because the Rashba says two different lashonos that seem to be contradictory to one another. That at the beginning, when the Ran brings down the Rashba, so his lashon is, Davko b'kiyo maise, shayach lememer harenu kilu hiskabalti, but not that it's impossible to say that ki'ilu is kabalti, that if I say the amanas that you don't do something, and in fact you did it, but I'll say it's as if you didn't do it, that's impossible, but you can only say it on a ki'im ha'maisa. So that is one nusuch that the Rashbi uses here. And that there's a difference between kiyam hamaisa and bitol hamaisa. However, in the betoch advarim, so the Ran brings from the Rashba a different sprach, and that is the sprach of afuchi matroso. That if a tnai is to give me something, so because if I wanted to give it back to you, I can give it back to you. So why should we bother with the trouble? That if you can give it to me and I can give it back, so let's forget about the whole thing and let it stay by you. That's the svar of Afuchi Matrasa. What's the nafkamina between Kiyo Maisa and Afuchi Matrasa? Because Afuchi Matrasa is only applicable by giving some money or chafatzim. That it doesn't make sense to say Afuchi Matrasa and I'm going to ask that you'll go to a certain place. I can't say that even if you would have went to the place, I can undo the fact that you went to the place. That's not biyadi to undo what you did. And therefore, it doesn't apply afuche matrosa by a maise, but rather it only applies afuche matrosa by kesef or chafotzim. And therefore, there's seemingly a stira in the Rashba, the way that the Ram brings it down. What is actually his kavana? Is the kavana of the Rashba to be machalik between a maise and not a maise? Or is it only keilu his kabalti by afuche matrosa? Now, if you look at the Ran in Ksubas Daf Ayin Gimel over there, so he brings the Rashba, and it's before in the Rashba over there, that Be'emes, it was a sofik in the Rashba. That the Rashba starts off his shtickle by saying that it's a difference between a Kiyah Maisa and a Bitul Maisa, and then the Rashba adds on, Ve'efshar Nami, that not even by every Kiyah Maisa it's applicable, but rather only by a Dvar Mamon, because you can say a Svara of Afuchi Matrasa. So now, what is the Svara of the Rashba to say that there's a difference between a Kiyah Maisa and a Bitul Maisa? And what is the Svara of the Rashba to say that the only time that we say Ki'ilu Hiskabalti is only by Afuchi Matrasa? So the idea of Kiyah Maisa and Bitul Maisa is really based on the Gemara in Gittin, Daf, Ayin Dalman Beis, that the Ran brings down, that when the Gemara brings down this idea of Ki'ilu Hiskabalti, so there's actually a Shakel of Attire in the Gemara. The Gemara over there has a shayla about a person that's megarish and isha, amanas shetitni li masayim zuz, that he makes a get, amanas, that his wife gives him money, and afterwards he says, mechudim lach, and he says that the emes is, you don't have to give me the money, I'm really meichel you the money. So the question is that considered a kiyam hatnai or not? So the Gemara brings in our Gemara of ki'ilu hiskabalti. Now, at that stage in the Gemara, the Gemara wants to say that just like it says by us, the ki'ilu hiskabalti is a reason to be moichel the tnai, to matter the neder, so too ki'ilu hiskabalti is a reason to be mekayim the tnai, and therefore we should be meichel the gerishin. So to which the Gemara answers that it's not doime, that there's a difference between the tnai of the get and the tnai of the neder. What's the difference? The difference is in the kavana of the masneh. That when I make a get, amanash etitli masayim zuz, the Gemara says that what is my ikar kavana? My ikar kavana is that I want to be mitzayer my wife. Whereas, in the case of the neder, when I say amanash, that you give me money, my ikar kavana is not to be mitzayer the person, but rather I want personally to gain. So therefore the Gemara says that there's a difference. That just because we say ki'ilu hiskabalti, that by the neder, that's only because my kavana is laharvacha didi. However, that in the case of Litzaris Ishtoi, that even if I say I'm Meichel, but Lemaisa, I wasn't Mitzayer. So it would seem that these two tzadim of the Rashba are really the two tzadim in the Gemara. According to the Havamina, that the inyan of Ki'ilu Hiskabalti was that it's Ki'ilu I got it. And if it's Ki'ilu I got it, so what's the Nakamina, what my Kavana was? However, in the Maskana of the Gemara, that the Kavana, that the Iker of Ki'ilu Hiskabalti is because I was Mechavin Leharvacha, so therefore, that according to the Maskana, it's not the inyan of Ki'ilu Kibalti, it's as if I got it, but rather, the Shaila is it called a Kiyam Hatnai based on the Kavanas Hanoider. So it would mamish seem that these two tzadim in the Rashba are really the two tzadim in the Gemara in Gittin. That according to the Havamina, the inyan of Ki'ilu Hiskabalti is Ki'ilu Kibalti, and therefore the inyan is of Afuchi Matrasa. And according to the Maskana of the Gemara in Gittin, so the inyan of Ki'ilu Hiskabalti is that because I was Mechavin Laharvacha. What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is that if it's because I was Mechavin Laharvacha, then there's no Nafkamina between Kesef or Meisim. And that is the first pshat in the Rashba, that by every maise, it's shayach to say ki'ilu hiskabalti. And the maskana of the Gemara is that it's only and the havamina of the Gemara was that it's that the ki'ilu kibalti mamish, and therefore it's applicable equally by get. And therefore, that's like the tzad of the Rashba, that we only say ki'ilu hiskabalti by kesef or chafotzim, because it's shayach to say afuchim matrosim. So, we said that this is really a suffix in the Rashba. So what is the ikr? What is the ikr lahalacha? So the maise, it's a machlekes. The Ramah, in the Darim, Simin Reish Lamed Beis, Si'if Chof, so he brings this down, he brings that down the idea of the Rashba, like the first said, that he's Mechavin only between Maise, Kiyo Maise and Bitul Maise. He doesn't say anything about the idea of Kesef or Chafatzim. However, the Keren Oira over here, and so too the Rechrenim bring down B'Shem de Malbusha Yontuv in the Kuntras HaTnaim Simon Yud Beis, that the Iker, in their opinion, is like the second said, that it's only Shayach by Afuchim Matrasa. Now, what is the nafkamina between these two mahalchim? Obviously, there's nafkamina in the Mishnah Mamish, that when the Be'emes do we say ki'ilu hiskabalti? But in Lamdus, what's the nafkamina between these two ideas of Kilu Iskabalti? Or in other words, what is the idea of Kilu Iskabalti? Is the idea that I was mechavin laharvacha, or is the idea that when I say Kilu Iskabalti, it's as if I got it? So Rav Chanan over there, in the beginning of Bava Basra, in Ois Beis, so he brings an interesting nafkamina that it's going to be a machlekes in the gather of mechila, if mechila is mamish as if I got it or not. What's nafkamina if mechila is as if I got it? So he says that sometimes the inyan of mechila is based on the fact that I have a tviya. That so if I have a tviya and I'm meichel the tviya, so then you're potter by default because the whole reason why you were chayiv is because I have a tviya. However, says Rav Chanan, sometimes the reason why I have a tviya is really not because of my tviya, but rather because you have an obligation to give me. Why is that? Sometimes a person has an obligation to pay because he needs to be miskaper. That when would a person have to be miskaper? So there's two tziyurim that a person has to do a tashlim in order to be miskaper. One is in the idea of koifer, if a person's animal kills somebody, and the zechi of koifer. And the other time is if a person eats truma b'shoigeg, that the Mishnah says, the pasuk says, the person has to pay tashlum, and that's a kapar. So the question is that does it make sense to have a mechila and a choiv tashlum, which is supposed to be a kapara? That what is the shaila? That if the whole idea of mechila is that because the choiv was only laharvacha, so as long as I'm not interested in the harvacha, so then your choiv falls off. So then by kapara, that you need to pay, so then it's not going to help. However, if the inyan of kilu iskabalti, if the inyan of mechila is, it's as if I got, so if it's as if I got, so you can be miskaper as well. So he brings that it's actually a machlokes rishonim. The Tosfos in Bava Kama Daf Mem Gimel, so he says that it doesn't make sense to have mechila and a kapara, whereas the Rash and Shumas Perek Zayin, so he says that it does make sense to have mechila and kapara as well. So Rav Chanan says that these two tzadim, this machlokes rishonim, is really based on these two tzadim of the Rashba. That what is the inyan of kilu iskabalti? Is the inyan of kilu iskabalti because that's also called the akiyam of the harvacha, or is it mamish as if I got the money? What's the second nafkamina? There's an interesting Ramah in Hilchos Purim that in Siman Tavish Tzadikei Siv Dalid. So the Ramah writes that if I give mishloach manos to my friend and he says that it's okay, I don't need. So says the Ramah, I was yoytze yidei chavasi. The Pri Chadosh over there brought down the Mishnah Berurah. So he says he doesn't understand minayin loizeh. He doesn't know that where the Ramah got this idea. But in the Kabbar Nisanel in Megillah Perak Aleph oistes, it's in the second alphabet of the Kabbar Nisanel and second Amud. So he comments about this Ramah and he says that I think I know what's the makor of the Ramah because there's a sugya in the Darim of kilu iskabalti. And he thinks that that's what the Ramah really meant to say. That the Ramah meant to say that Ki'ilu iskabalti, just like it works in the Darim, so it also works by Mishloach Manos. So now, Lemaise, that it's not so clear that Ki'ilu iskabalti is going to work. Because it seems the Kabbar Nisanel, that was telling Tzu, that the Ki'ilu iskabalti to Mishloach Manos, it seems that he was assuming that Ki'ilu iskabalti is Ki'ilu kiba mamish, like the second side of the Rashba. However, if the idea of kilu iskabalti is just because I was mechavin laharvacha, so who said that by mishloach manos it's enough that I was mechavin laharvacha? Maybe by mishloach manos the ikar is that he should have. So the emes is that by mishloach manos alein, so everybody knows that there's a big chakira, what's the idea of mishloach manos? That the Trumas Hadeshin writes that the idea of mishloach manos is in order that everybody should have a suda, whereas the Manos Halevi, Shlomo Alkovitz writes that the inyan of Mishloach Manos is in order to be Mabereus. So the Achronim already say that this will be an afkamina about this halacha of the Ramah. That if the inyan of Mishloach Manos is only to be Mabereus, so if he says Kilu is Kabalti, so that's also Reus. However, if the idea of Mishloach Manos is that he should be able to eat a Suda, then if he says Kilu is Kabalti, but he can't eat that, he can't be Mekayim Suda with Kilu is Kabalti, and therefore, according to the Trumas Hadeshen, he won't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Now, if we assume, like the second idea of the Rashba, that there's also an idea of Kilu is Kabalti that is Kilu Kibo Mamish because of the Svara of Afuche Matrasa, then it will come out that a person could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos with Kilu is Kabalti, even like the Trumas Hadeshen. Why? Because even if the inyan of Mishloach Manos is that he should have a Suda, so and he, with Kilu Iskabalti, he can't be Mekayim a Suda, but that's only because of Vuchim Atrasa. Because I could have taken it, and then you would have been chayav mitzvah because I had the afsharus to have a suda with that, and then I would give it back. So we say that with afucha matrosa, it's as if I mamish got it. So according to the second mahalach of the Rashba, then even like the tzad of mishloach manis mitzad suda, so you would be yotzei. So al kapanim, so we have two reasons to be mekayim the psak of the Ramah, either like the manas halevi because kilu is kabalti is mekayim reus, or like the Shumas HaDeshen, that if we say like the svara of kilu is kabalti, which the Rav Chanan says is the same svara to say that we say mechila by kapara, then there's also a reason to be yotzei. Al kapanim, so we said two nafkaminas about what is ki'ilu is kabalti. If ki'ilu is kabalti is ki'ilu kibo mamish, or it's a svara in mechavin lehavacha. One nafkamina is if a person can make mechila and kapara, nafkamina by koifer, nafkamina by achilas truma b'shoigeg. And the second nafkamina is according to the truma sadeshen, that the mitzvah of mishloach manos is for the mitzvah suda, then that will be a nafkamina if mechila is going to be ki'ilu kibo mamish.
And now we have the Mishnah of Nidre Havai. The Mishnah tells us, Nidre Havai, Omer Koinim Imloi Re'isi Baderach Hazeh Ko'ili Mitzrayim, Imloi Re'isi Nachash Kekeres Beis Habad. The Mishnah describes two different examples of Nidre Havai, and there's actually a Machalikus Rishonim if these two examples are actually coming to explain two different kinds of Nidre Havai, or they're just two examples of the same kind of Nidre Havai. Meaning to say that the Ran explains that there's really two meanings of the word Havai. What does the word Havai mean? So the Ran says that there's two explanations. One is that sometimes havai means exaggeration. Like we have in Hebrew, that the word havu means to give. Havu goydul elokeinu, that the word have, also in Aramaic, means giving. So the nidre havai is a nidre that gives in its lashon, meaning to say that it exaggerates. That is the first exclamation of nidre havai, that the Ran explains that when a person says ka'ali mitzrayim, what he really means to say is, he means to exaggerate. However, the Ran says that there's also another explanation of the word havai, and that is something which is nonsense. That's similar to a different word that we have in Lashon HaKadosh, that is hevel. Hevel means nonsense. And the Ran says that sometimes the mashmayus of the word havai is nonsense. What's that? So the Ran says that when this person says nachash kekares beis habad, that's complete nonsense, and therefore the reason why it's not chal is not because he's exaggerating, because there's no room to exaggerate, but rather the reason why it's mutter is because the person didn't have in mind to make a real neder, he just had in mind to speak nonsense. Now, the Rosh and the Tosfos, so they disagree with the Ran. And they both say that there's only one kind of nidre havai, and that is only the exclamation of exaggeration. So the question is going to be that the Ran was very sure of himself, that when it says nachash kekares beis habad, that couldn't be an exaggeration because there's no such thing as a nachot which is even similar to a kares beis habad. So how can the Rosh and the Tosfos, how could they disagree with him on this nekuda? It would seem that the shorish of this machlokes is really how to explain the Gemara later on, Adav Chof Hei Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says that what does this person mean to say when he says kares beis habad? So the Gemara says that he means to say that this snake, so his back was taruf, was gaboy maturuf. So there's an interesting machlokes between the Ran and the Rosh. What does it mean, gaboy maturuf? So the Ran says that the person means to say that this snake was a rectangular stick. It was meruba. And therefore the Ran says that there's no such thing, that there's no snake which is even similar to being rectangle, and therefore this person just meant to say nonsense. However, if you look at the Rosh, so he says at the Anchofei Amar Aleph, so he says that it's rochav v'loy ogu, that he means to say that this snake was a little bit flat. So it would seem that this really is the machlekes that which based the Rosh and the Tosfos, the Rosh and the Ran to give their different exclamations of nidre havai. Because in the exclamation of flat, so you can understand that you can have a snake which is a little bit more flat and a snake which is a little bit less flat. That's something that's shayach to exaggerate about. However, if you say it is rectangular, so rectangle means that it has points, it has corners. That no snake in the world has anything even slightly resembling the corners of a rectangle, and therefore Al-Karchach says the Ran that because of his exclamation of Maturov, he was forced to say that there's two exclamations of Nidre Havoy. However, in the exclamation of the Rosh and the Tosfos, because they explained Maturov to mean flat, therefore they had no Hechruch to say that there's two exclamations of the word Nidre Havoy. Now, so far, it's we've only been speaking about the Nafkaminas in Pshat. But the emes is that there's a tremendous nafkamina halacha l'maisa, and that is that the Ran in Shvuas Daf Chavtes, So he says that there's actually a difference between these two different kinds of Nidre Havai. What's the difference? That what's going to be that if a person, that he didn't exaggerate, but rather he didn't see anything at all. That he didn't see a large amount of people, and nevertheless he says, Koinam im loy reisi b'derech hazeh ko'ele Mitzrayim. Says the Ran, in such a case, so the neder is going to be chal. However, says the Ran, in the other case, that if he didn't see a snake at all, that he didn't see any snakes whatsoever, and he says, im loy reisi nachash kakoris be'sabad, says the Ran, nevertheless, the neder is not chal. So the emes is that in the Darki Moshe, in Simon Reish Lamed Beis, Ois Gimel, so he's matmiya and the Ran. That what's the nafkamina? There's two. They're both nidre havai. That why over here do we say that you have to say at least have seen a large amount of people, and by the nachash that we say it's mutter even if you didn't see any snake at all. However, if you look at the Taz over there in Reish Lamed Beis Sivkat Ches, so he says very simply that the Ran is going lishitasei, that because there's two kinds of nidre havai, one is derech guzmo and one is nonsense. So in the case of Derech Guzma, so the only reason why it's mutter is because the person had in mind too a large amount of people. That in that case, because he actually did see a large amount of people, so that's why the neder is nadcha, because in the way he was meaning to talk, he was talking the truth. So that he had seen in his eyes Ka'ele Mitzrayim. Whereas if he didn't see anybody, then he was lying. And therefore, the neder is going to be chal, the parents are going to be aser. However, in the nachash kakaris beis abad, that this person is just trying to say nonsense. So everybody that listens to him, so they don't think that he was exaggerating, they think that he was just talking nonsense. And therefore says the Taz, that even if he didn't see any nachash at all, that nevertheless, everybody understands that he just has in mind to talk nonsense. And therefore, says the Taz, in the case of nachash kakaris beis abad, even if he didn't see a nachash at all, the parents are going to be mutter. That is the Ran Lishitasei, because the Ran understands that by Nachash, that it's not Mutter Midin Guzma, but rather it's Mutter Midin Nonsense. However, that according to the Tosis and the Rosh, that there's no such thing as a Nidre Havai, which is Mutter Midin Nonsense. So according to them, if you didn't see a Nachash, which was even slightly flat, so it's going to be Aser. That is Meforish in the Tosis by us, in Dibur HaMaschol Nachash Taruf, that he says very clearly that if a person didn't see any nachash at all, that there is makom to say that he was megazem. In such a case, the parents are going to be aser. So this nafka minim between the Tosis and the Ran, that what is the definition of nidre havai? Is there only the definition of havai midin guzma like the lashon havu? That, or is there also the mashmayus of nidre havai midin nonsense midin hevel, that is going to be enough kamina lemaisa in the case of nachash kakaris beis habad, in the case that he didn't see any nachash at all? According to the Ran, that over there it's mutter midin guzma, is going to be mutter even if he didn't see anything at all. Whereas according to Tosis and the Rosh, that because it's only mutter midin guzma, if he didn't see a nachash at all, it's going to be aser. There's an interesting thing in the Ritva, that the Ritva, when he explains Nidre Havai, so he actually brings the exclamation of the Ran of that the person is saying Davar She'i Efshar, and he says that that's speaking as well of Oli Mitzrayim, meaning to say that when a person says the Reisi B'derech Hazeh Ka'Oli Mitzrayim, it's not mutter midin exaggeration, but rather that's also mutter midin the fact that he's talking nonsense. Why is he talking nonsense? Says the Ritva, because the Yerushalmi is Masbir, that when a person says what he means to say is that I saw it in one shot, that I saw these 600,000 people together. So what's the problem? Says the Ritva, Duhu milsa dulo efshar, she'ein ha'ayin sharletes liroi shishimibo biriya achas. So according to that, what's going to be the nafkamina? It's going to come out that even in the case of Ka'ali Mitzrayim, even if a person didn't see anybody, any large amount of people, nevertheless, that according to the Ritva, so the parents are going to be mutter. But Derech Agav, in the Ritva, we see a meridika marimakom, that we see that it's impossible to see 600,000 people at the same time. What's the nafkamina? Because the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Nun Ches that there's a bracha that a person has to make, that if a person sees 600,000 yidden together, so a person makes a bracha, chacham harazim. That this was nafkamina about a year ago, that there was an atzeres tefillah in the Tachaneh Merkazit, and we and most people who were there, so they said the bracha of Chacham Harazim. So afterwards, there were certain rabbanim that said that, you know, it was really a mistake, really you shouldn't have made Chacham Harazim. Why not? Because they argued that maybe the only time that a person can make the Chacham Razim is only if you see 600,000 people together. But over here, because there was buildings, so any particular person didn't see 600,000 people, and therefore, according to these Rabbanim, it was forbidden to make the bracha of Chacham Razim. But we see in this Ritva that that was incorrect. And really, the halacha that they did, that we made the bracha, was actually correct, because it's mefurish over here that it's completely impossible for a person to see in one sight 600,000 people. And therefore, al-karchach, if Chazal were matakin a bracha, Chacham Razim, al-karchach, they didn't mean that the person has to see all 600,000 people together, but rather, it's enough that the 600,000 people which are standing together, and you see even a portion of them. Okay, the last thing I want to speak about today is what the Gemara speaks about, Shvuas Havai. So our girsa in the Gemara is, Tana, Nidre Havai Mutarin, Shvuas Havai Asurin. The Ran says that that's not the proper girsa, but rather, Kishem, Shnidre Havai Mutarin, Kach, Shvuas Havai Mutarin. So the Ran says that there's actually no difference between Nidarim and Shvuas, that just like Nidre Havai Mutar, so too Shvuas Havai Mutar. In the Bishonim, they bring that in the Yishami, it actually brings that the Yishami itself brings two different grosais, and it says that when it says Shvuas Havai, we're also, what it meant to say is when a person is maimed. If a person says clearly that he didn't have in mind to exaggerate, but rather he meant exactly what he sounds like he's saying, in that case, and only in that case, it's really going to be usur. And according to that explanation, so the halacha is that by nedarim, it's also going to be usur, like we learned earlier, by nidrei zrizin. So according to the Yishami, it comes out that there's no qualitative difference between nedarim and shvuas, that they're both the exact same thing, that when it's, a person is maimed, so they're both going to be usur, when a person is not maimed, so they're both going to be mutter. Now, according to the girsa, that Shvuas Asurim, besides that, the explanation of the Yerushalmi, that the Isser is only speaking about Maimid, in which case it's really not saying that there's a difference between Nedarim and Shvuas, there's two other explanations of what the Gemara means to say. The first opinion can be found in the Rosh, and it's also the Rosh by us, and it can also be found in Tosfos, in Shvuas Daf Chavtes, and in Gittin Daf Lamed Hei, that the Gemara means to say that there's an Isser D'Rabbanan by Shvuas. That because Shvuas are more chamer, because it says lo yinake, so therefore we're machmer midrabanon to say that even though a person had in mind to be megazim, but nevertheless, because of the chumer de Shvuas, so we say that the parents are going to be usur unless he saw exactly like he said. So that's the second explanation, that when it says Shvuas Havai Asurim, it's a Chumr D'Rabbanan to look at his Shvua literally, and therefore, unless he saw really 600,000 people, then the Shvua, the Paras are going to be Asur. However, there is a third explanation of what does it mean, Shvuas Havai Asurim, and that is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that can be found in Shvuas Dav Chavtes. That Tosis over there brings the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that says that when it says Shvuas Havai Asurin, what it means is that not that the Paras are Asurim, but rather even though the Paras are Mutar, because in regabe that, there's no difference between Nedarim and Shvuas, that by both of them, we assume that a person means to exaggerate, but nevertheless, by Shvuas, there's a different problem. And that is the problem of Shvuas Shav. That why is that? So the Rebbeinu Tam is going in the opinion of Rava, that the person said, Koinem Paras Oilam Alai. Says Rebbeinu Tam, because Koyim Peres Olam Alai is something that's impossible for a person to be Shomer himself, it's impossible for a person not to be Nana from Peres Olam, so therefore it's a Shvua that a person can't be Mekayim, and that is called a Shvua Shav, because it's impossible for him to Mekayim it, so there's no Mashmois to his Shvua, and therefore he's Loike Midoraisa, because of the Isra Shvua Shav. However, says Rabbeinu Tam, that by Nidre Shav, there's no problem, there's no such Isra as Nidre Shav. Now, this Nekuda, to be mechalek between Nidarim and Shvuas, lagabe Nidre Shav or Shvuas Shav, the Ran by us says the exact same thing. Says the Ran that if a person would say Nochash Kakaris Beis Sabbat, so that's certainly forbidden by Shvuas, because a person is saying nonsense, so then there's no mashmais to his Shvuah, and therefore it's certainly an Isser Deraisa of Shvuas Shav. Why didn't Rabbeinu Tam say like that? If Rabbeinu Tam wanted to learn the Braisa, was coming to say that over here there's an Isser of Shav, and over here there's no Isser of Shav, why didn't Rabbeinu Tam say simply like the Ran? Because the Rabbeinu Tam learned, like the other Rishonim, that there's no such thing as Nidre Havai midin nonsense, but rather the Rabbeinu Tam is going, like the Tosis and the Rosh, that Nidre Havai always is referring to an exaggeration, and therefore, mitzad the fact that he said Ka'ali Mitzrayim, that itself is not a reason to say that it's called a Nidre Shav or a Shvua Shav, because that's not Shav. That's just called an exaggeration, even in the case of Kakaris Beis Chabad, like we explained. Therefore, the Rebbeinu Tam had to come to one to a different reason why it's called Shvoshov, and that is because of the issue of Koinem Peres Oilam Alai. I'll call upon him, but the toichen of Rebbeinu Tam is that when it says Shvus Havai Asurim, what it means to say is that there's a difference between Shvus and Nedarim Legabe, the Isser of Shvoshov. Tosis over there in Shvus Dav Chavtes, he argues on Rebbeinu Tam that it's not true. That just like there's an Isser of Shvoshov, so too there's an issue of Nidrei Shav. What's the Makor of Taisvis? Says Taisvis, that's what's Mavor in Darim Dav Tesvav Amidalef. The Gemara is discussing a person that says, Koinam Einai B'Sheina, that the person says that I aser my eyes legabe sleeping. So the Gemara asks, V'idu lo yoiv shi'ura, mishav kinu le'ado over Isser bal yachel, that if a person just says, I'm never going to sleep, I forbid my eyes for sleeping. So do we wait for a person to until he goes to sleep, in which case it's going to be over the Isser bal yachel, v'homer Rabbi Yochanan shvur shalo ishan shlosha yomim, malkin asar v'yoshin le'alter. That if a person takes a shvur that he's not going to sleep for 3 days, so then that like I say that he gets malchus because of the Isser of shvur shav. So too, says the Gemara, that if a person takes a neder, a koinam, that koinam eina b'sheina, so too it's similar to that memory of Rabbi Yochanan. So Tosis says that what does the Gemara mean to say? That just like Rabbi Yochanan said, that loike v'yoshon le'alter because of shuashav, so too, that if a person makes a koinam, the Gemara means to say that a person is going to be loike because of neder shav, that just like there's an isra of shuashav, so there's an isra of baal yachal devaroi, that a person is making his words in vain. But the emes is that it's not mefurish in the Gemara that that's what it means. That even though the Gemara was comparing Nedarim to Shavuos, it's very possible that the Gemara just meant to say that just like we see that by Shavuos it's called Shav, so too that by Nedarim it's going to be Shav. And once it's called Shav, so it's not that there's an Isser, but rather the Gemara just means to say that there's no Mashmais, and therefore the Neder can't be Chal, and that can't be Pshat in the Braisa over there. However, that is the Pshat of the Ran over there. However, when the Gemara says that Mishav Kinanle Ado Over the Isser Bayachal, it doesn't mean that Lemaisa he's over Bayachal, but rather that we don't wait for him to be over the Isser Bayachal because it's not Chal the Neder, therefore there's no Isser at all. That is the opinion of the Ran. However, the Tosfos, he understood the Gemara differently, that the Gemara means to say that there's an Isser Bayachal by Nedarim as well. Then if a person makes a Neder that has no Mashmais, so he is over the Isser of Baal Yachal Devaroi, that the person used his words in vain in the form of a neder, and that is an Isser Deraisa that has Malchus according to the Shitas of Tosfos in Gidin Lamed Hei and Shavuos Dav Chavtes. What is the Machlokes between the Rebbeinu Tam and the Ran by us? On the one hand, that there's no Isser of Neder Shav, and the opinion of the Tosfos that there is an Isser Deraisa of Neder Shav. So first of all, the Ritva by us brings an interesting thing from the Sifri, that he says, that it says in the Sifri, Kiyidur neder l'Hashem, es shehismich nidra l'dovar she'efshar, harei zeh neder, ve'im lav einu neder. That the Sifri says that it's only shayach to have a neder on something which is efshar. Oy k'shem shenedarim kach af b'shvuos, that do we say by shvuos as well, that something that's efshar is not called a shvuah, tam lomer lesser iser, mikol mokol. That by shvuos, that there's it says the Ritva, k'loimar de b'shvuos loki mishum shvuos shav mihos. So the Ritva brings from the Sifri that says a strange thing, because on the one hand it's mechalik mefurish between Nedarim and Shavuos, but on the other hand the words that the Sifri used are the words lesser iser, which have no connotation of Shavuos more than Nedarim. So it would seem if this is the only makom to be mechalik between Nedarim and Shavuos, so it's really shver, where did the Sifri see the difference? But like Kopanim, we have a makor in the Sifri that there is a difference between Nedarim and Shavuos. But what in that in Havana? That what is the Svara to say that there's an Isser of Nedershav, and what is the Svara to say that there's no Isser of Nedershav? So the Gemara earlier says, in Daf Tesvav and Aleph, the Ran brings a machlekes between himself and the Rambam, that what is the halacha if one person is Madr Chaver, that if you have a Madr and a Mudr, that who is over the Isser Bayachal Devar? That the Rambam is of the opinion that when the mudder is nene from the madder, so it is the madder who is loike because of the isser of bayachal devaroi. That says the Rambam, that when it says bayachal devaroi, it's referring to that the isser and the dibur. So who is the one who did the dibur ha'aser? The neider. That is the opinion of the Rambam. The Ran disagrees that the only person who's over is only the mudder, that there's no isser and the madder. Now, what is the machlekes? Now everybody knows, the Gemara says in Daf Beis, that by neder, there's an Isser Cheftza. That when a person makes a neder, so it's Chal and Isser on the Chefetz. Whereas by Shavuos, it's only an Isser on the words, but there's no Isser Cheftza. On the other hand, the Pasuk says that whenever you have a neder, so the Pasuk says, lo yachal devar, that there's an iser bayachal. The question is, what is the connection, what is the relationship between the iser bayachal and the iser cheftza? The Rambam looked at things that there's two completely separate things. The first of all, you have the iser cheftza. Second of all, you have the iser bayachal. However, the Ran, when he looked at these two things, he said it's mistaber that the two go together. Dehainu, what does the Torah mean when it says bayachal devara? What it means is that when you had these words that went into the Cheftza, and they caused this Chefetz to have an Isser Cheftza, when a person violates that Isser Cheftza, that is what's making him violate the Isser Bayachal. However, the Bayachal is not a separate thing from the Isser Cheftza, but rather, it's one and the same. When a person is nene from the Isser Cheftza, that is his way of violating his words. If that's the case, then the Ran over here is Lishitosai. Because when the Ran says, what is the Isser Bayachal Dvaray? By a neder, the way that a person is over, the Isser Bayachal is when he's Neneh from the Isser Cheftza. However, what's going to be if the Isser Cheftza is not Chal? If there is no Isser Cheftza? Why? Because it was a neder Shov. In such a case, according to the Ran, so there is no Isser Bayachal Dvaray. The Isser Bayachal Dvaray of Nedarim is specifically said by violating the Isser Cheftza. But if there is no Isser Cheftza, then there is no Bayachal. However, according to the Rambam, that the Isser Bayachal is really referring to being violating the words, and it's not connected to the Isser Cheftza, then so too, if a person makes a neder that has no mashmais, so that's mitzad the words, so that's also Bayachal Devar. Even though there's no Isser Cheftza, but there's a makom for there to be a Bayachal Devar, even without an Isser Cheftza. So it would seem that that is the machlokes we showing him over here. According to the Ran, so the Isser Bayachal is mitle talyo in the Isser Cheftza. However, when there's no Isser Cheftza, because it was neder shav, that there can't be an Isser Bayachal. However, according to the other Rishonim, that according to the Tosfos in the Shuas Daf Chavtes and Gittin Daf Lamed Hey, so the Isser Bayachal and the Isser Cheftza are two completely separate things. Even if there's no Isser Cheftza, you can still have an Isser Bayachal mitzad the etzem words. If you said in the Shav, your words were in vain, and that, according to Tosfos, is also a reason for the term Isser Bayachal Devarei.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.